بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely, extremely generous and kind to us in that Allah has bestowed upon us billions of favors, bounties, ni'mat. We cannot even enumerate all these bounties. And the greatest of bounties that Allah has given you and I is the ni'mat and bounty of iman. Allah has blessed us with iman. And we always make this dua, may Allah increase our iman, may Allah make us live with iman, may Allah make us die with iman, may Allah raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. We have gathered here to take the Mubarak name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to learn how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah, we have mentioned over the past so many years now, the importance of Dhikrullah. Last week we mentioned it is the polish of the heart. It cleanses the heart. It polishes the heart. The spiritual maladies that we suffer from, whether it be anger, jealousy, pride, malice, love of the world, some illicit relationship a person has, whatever it may be, we are making the dhikr of Allah so that we remove and eradicate these maladies that have engulfed our hearts and cause our hearts to become not only dark but heavy. And a person feels so distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after making sincere tawbah, istighfar, and making the dhikr of Allah, then his heart becomes purified, begins to shine again. And a bond is now made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, if we fall back, and we go back to old habits and to our sins, then this bond becomes weaker, the attachment becomes weaker. And we have mentioned the example of a cell phone, when the battery is going dead, we have to charge it. And if you do not charge it, it will remain dead, and it will be useless no matter how expensive the cell phone may be. Like that, Allah has given us iman, and we are in this world, but we should not be like those people in this world who are just Muslims by name. Their name is a Muslim name. But there is no salat in the person's life. There is no dua, there is no dhikr, there is no tilawat. He never attends the masjid. There is no deen in his life whatsoever. The communication, the talk, centers around the dunya and every other thing besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must not make us just Muslim by name. Then we have those who are, Allah forgive us, we are not judgmental, we all look at our own selves, how weak we are. And that, alhamdulillah, there is some salat, some type of connection, but the connection is a weak connection. Perhaps only on a Friday the person is performing his salat. Or Eid, an occasion of janazah, it is a mayyit in the house and the person is now going for salatul janazah or something like that. Or whenever there's some problem, then he now begins to recite some wazifa or some tasbih. And that too is no good. What we are required to do is constantly be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has mentioned so many verses in the Quran, and especially after Allah addressed all of us, especially those of us who are sinning, who have transgressed, who have done wrong, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا in such a beautiful manner. If only we understood the Arabic language and see how Allah Ta'ala is making this humble plea to us. And Allah does not need to do this. Allah is independent. He is most great. Allah, out of His kindness, Allah makes this plea to us. Oh, my servants who have wronged themselves. لَا تَقْرَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Allah is most forgiving. Allah forgives all sins. And then Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. And this is what we need to inculcate in ourselves. This is Mubarak month of Rajab. We have heard the dua in the first day of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allah give us barakah in the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan. Unfortunately, many of us, the moment we see, hear the word barakah, our minds only go to material things. I'm making a lot of barakah in my business, in my life, meaning a lot of money. That is not barakah. There's so much the word barakah, inshallah, some other occasion we will explain what the meaning barakah, what barakah means. So we need to have this barakah of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been through and we are still going through this pandemic. It's going to be 1 year now. May Allah protect us. May Allah remove this bala and this musibah that has come upon the world. May Allah forgive all the marhumeen, all those who are sick and ailing. May Allah give them kamil shifa. This is our dua all the time. But you and I, what lessons have we learned from all this that has happened around us? Let us be honest to ourselves. Have we become stronger believers? Have we not learned from our mistakes? Not the mistakes of others. In this pandemic, we have pointed fingers at everybody else but ourselves. Has my akhlaq improved? The manner in which I speak? Has my mu'amalat, my dealings, has it improved? Or am I still involved in bribery, corruption, fraud? Am I still deceiving my customers and clients? Am I still overcharging them? Am I still lying in my deals? Am I still going against and breaking my promises? Am I still not giving my sisters and the heirs, the rightful heirs of the estate, the share? Have I changed my life? Yes or no? This is a question that all of us, myself first, and everybody, we have to ask ourselves. Have I changed my life? Have I improved my way of life? Has the sunnah of Rasulullah come into my life? It is very easy to point fingers at the rest of the world and blame everybody else. If I've got the problem of anger, has my anger subsided now? Have I remedied this problem? I'm a greedy person. I've got this hirs, this tamah in me. I've got the problem of shahwat, evil desires. I've got the problem of drugs. Have I changed my life? I've got the problem of zina. Am I refraining from zina now? Am I pleasing my Allah? Or am I still doing the same things that earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given us this month of Rajab again. Then will be Shaban before we reach Ramadan. May Allah make us see Ramadan with afiyat. And Ramadan with such happiness and ease and barakat and taqwa and ikhlas and making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala in his masjid, in his house, it must be abad. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There may be predictions that this will happen and that may happen, but if Allah wants everything to stop and the pandemic to come to a halt and completely disappear, everything is in Allah's hands. What is required from you and I as believing servants is not just be Muslim by name, not just be occasional Muslims, but Muslims who have an excellent akhlaq. What have we displayed to the non-Muslims in the world? What type of behavior, attitude, what type of akhlaq and character have we displayed to them? How many of them do not want to do any business dealing with us because we have cheated them? And we claim that we are very, very pakka believers and we have got this quality in us. Let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching us. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah s.a.w. Allah loves us. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. cried for us. Let us become those good Muslims again. If somebody points out a fault, then let us rectify it if we are definitely, we have that shortcoming in our life. And thank the brother. But what is happening today, we are looking and searching for faults of every other person. But of the faults of the one who is standing in front of the mirror. Ourselves, we are standing in front of the mirror. But we are not seeing those scars on our faces. We are looking at the scars of everybody else and we want to rectify everybody else. It is important to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar. But at the same time, it is absolutely important, and the very first thing is to remedy our own selves, the wrongs that we have. So our akhlaq has to come right, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, iman has to become strong, and taqwa we have to inculcate in ourselves. And inshallah, if we do this, then we will reach that class of believers who make inabat ilallah, who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are on this journey, and let us not look at our past. We make tawbah, istighfar. Now we look ahead, and let us enjoy and get the za'iqa, the taste and the lazzat of connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when the person takes the name Allah, he gains some type of ecstasy and happiness when he has built this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when he's making ruku and sajda, and when he's saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, there's some other type of enjoyment. As he opens the Quran and he recites, he begins to enjoy his recitation. When he's making dhikr of Allah, he does not want to stop. When he is keeping roza, he's enjoying his roza. Whatever ibadat he is making. So inshallah, if we get our akhlaq right, and improve ourselves, remedy the wrongs that we have done, the lessons that we have learned in the last year or the months that have passed, now let us not repeat those same mistakes we made in the past, but learn from those lessons, rectify and reform ourselves. Inshallah, inshallah, we will be again that type of believers whom Allah Ta'ala loves, and Allah's special mercy comes upon. All of us are begging Allah Ta'ala to send His special mercies upon us. Everything depends on us now, how we are going to rebuild that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us this opportunity to make His dhikr, to take His Mubarak name. And we say, La ilaha, we are negating it, is nafi. La to every wrong, every sin, every ilah, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, illallah, we fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the supremacy of Allah. Think how great Allah ta'ala is. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most great, most pure. He's got no deficiencies whatsoever, no shortcomings, no weaknesses, no naqais, no defects, no uyub whatsoever. Allah is pak, is pure. Everything is in His control. Whether it is sickness, whether it is shifa, whether it is richness or poverty, everything is in His control. So inshallah, when you take the name of Allah, ponder of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's generosity, Allah's love upon us. And let us become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant you tawfiq, grant all of us tawfiq of becoming the ushaq of Allah, the ushaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Durus Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا اللهم لغناكم ما فرما ما لخطاكم ما فرما. يا الله we make you shukr to you. You bless us with iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve this iman, make us live with iman, make us die with iman, raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, ya Allah. Give us iman a kamil, ya Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, we make you shukr to you, Ya Allah, for the bashumar ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, Ya Allah, and you made us the ummatis of your beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, our weaknesses, my Allah, our sins, our vice, our evil. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafur rahim. You love to forgive, my Allah.
Allah bless us in these Mubarak months, my Allah. Help us to gain that connection and bond with you again, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen this Ramadan. Ya Allah, goes again like the last Ramadan. We could not even come to the masjid, my Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, my Allah. Help us, guide us. Ya Allah, show us our mistakes. Help us to rectify ourselves. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. Forgive us the wrongs we have done with our tongues, my Allah. With our eyes, with our heart, with our minds, my Allah. With our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumeen, Ya Allah, we have lost so many near and dear ones. So many people have passed away, Ya Allah, in the recent months, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. There are so many who have become yateem, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Grant all the marhumeen, jannatul firdaus. Forgive them, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many janazas we carried on our shoulders. But still, my Allah, we fail to understand that one day we will also leave this world. And one day our janazah will be made, my Allah. And we'll be put into the qabr all alone, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, help us to prepare for the day when our life will be taken away for maut, my Allah, and the life after maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all the bounties in Jannah, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah to fill those, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a beautiful, momentous occasion when we will see you in Jannah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat with your true love, my Allah. How many years of our lives we have just wasted, my Allah, in ghaflat, negligence, heedlessness. Ya Allah, give us your love, my Allah, your muhabbat, the muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, bariul jannatul baqeeb. Shafa'at of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthul water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all our brothers, Ya Allah, our sisters, mothers who have raised their hands at this very moment. You are well away of all the needs, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات remove our difficulties remove our difficulties يا الله fulfill all our حاجات and needs my Allah whatever abru we have whatever arzu we have يا الله whatever umid we have يا الله يا الله you fulfill our umid my Allah protect our abru and izzat my Allah Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Protect all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas from far and wide, Ya Allah. Answer also their duas. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. Barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got no jobs anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no jobs anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many parts of the world, Ya Allah, there are people who are pareshan, remove their pareshani, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين